I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Shane with that. There we are. We're live. We're back again. Look who I have. I have a blonde Adrian. Kathy reminds me of me with all her energy, and I love it. So Kathy Nesbitt, who just connected with me on LinkedIn. So I am really excited. Amazing LinkedIn. So I will get that in the notes. Kathy, introduce yourself.
Adrian, hello. I'm so excited to be here. I'm Kathy Nesbitt. I'm located in Toronto, Canada. And yeah, my working title is Kathy Crawley, Laughing Bean Queen. Simple solutions for today's challenges.
So Kathy, I know a couple things about you. I know that you're brave. I know that you're bold. You're beautiful. You don't mind going live, which is like incredible because that means that you really know your stuff. So let's start with the one that always is interesting to me. TEDx 2 times. And what was that like? And what were you speaking about?
Thank you. I was speaking about worms and yes. And so worms in the house, it was about vermicomposting and the experience was amazing. It was the first time was with high school students. They put on this whole TEDx event, which was really inspiring to see the youth stepping up to present a speaking event. That was exciting. And the second one was for a women's TEDx talk. So all the it was all women and it was amazing. It was I don't prep. This is the perfect show for me because I don't prepare when I talk, but when you do a TEDx talk, you have a certain amount of time. You want to get your points out and you want to be on point and not rambly. I was out of my comfort zone because I don't prep. I'm able to just arrive and just say what I know, and I'm divinely guided, so I trust. It was a great experience. I really loved it.
Kathy, hold on for 1 second. I'm just going to turn off the dishwasher, but I just want to say I'm so glad I'm wearing shorts right now. I actually have like this on.
Okay. What fun. Musical okay. Interlude, la 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 la.
So it's funny. I tried out for a TEDx and I didn't have it all together. I was thinking I wanted to talk about when you don't have a filter, you know, when you're speaking. So I didn't make it, but I did do Daytona Beach has Elevate, and it was 20 slides, and you had to know it in the course of those like. In the 5 minutes with the 20 slides, 15 seconds per slide. But I also am not a preparer when I go to speak. I find it messes me up more because now I gotta memorize, but I already know what I'm talking about. So why do I need to memorize it? So anyways, worms, I'm so confused.
So yeah, it's indoor composting with worms.
Oh, I did. I house sat for a woman. My daughter and I did a 5-month road trip in 2022. And I sat for a woman and she had it in her basement. And she's like, you can go down there and play with the worms. And I'm like, no. First of all, her basement was scary. So I'm like, not going in a stupid cellar. But is that where do you keep your worms?
I have mine in the kitchen. So it's convenient for feeding them my scraps.
It really does make sense. And it's in its own bin.
Exactly. They're not free range.
Yeah, right. And then you see, and then they really do. That's so interesting to me. How long does it take actually for like the, like when you, like you had a salad and you had some vegetables and all the stalks and stuff go in your compost? What does that take?
There's a lot of factors that determine how long. Particle size, how small you chop up the pieces, temperature, moisture. As a guideline, it's about 3 to 5 months from setup to harvest.
Wow. I think that's great. On the worm question, are you then taking that compost and then like using it for your garden?
Mm-hmm. It's black gold. It's nutrient-rich fertilizer. So we don't need to use chemicals. I'm sure maybe for industrial farming you do, but for the home gardener, we could create our own beautiful soil and add it back in. What we're doing now, we put our scraps in the garbage. We treat it like trash. So therefore it is, but it really is a resource, something that we can use and how nature uses it to build the soil.
Well, I think I'm pretty good. So I'm not putting it in the trash. I'm putting it in the garbage disposal. Go to the garbage disposal. That's better, right? I'm just kidding. I know that's worse. I don't even know what to say. I love the idea and I love that you could do it in your home. As I said, she had it in the basement, which I didn't love, but yeah. And we traveled to all these different homes and she was the only one that has it. So it's still, even though it's talked about, it's still kind of new, right? The whole concept.
It is, you know, and it's the worms, Adrienne, it's the worms. People think the concept is great. They're like, oh, that's a great idea. Oh, I don't want to have worms in the house. And I have a psych degree. So I'm fascinated by people. And I think that people might have been traumatized as children after a rainy day or a fishing incident, the green goo that comes out of the worm. If you were traumatized as a child, you're not looking to that as an adult as a solution.
Oh, come on, Kathy. I know that you out there and you out there and you out there, you cut the worms in half to see what would happen. They were the thing that you could play with. Mom and Dad, I don't have any friends in the neighborhood, but I got a bunch of worms today. So
check your pockets before you do the laundry, Mom.
I used to play with them, but it's always had a stick and it was far away from me. I don't know why they are just kind of, that's so weird. Okay, so I love that you spoke about that. And then are you planning another TEDx?
Well, that's a great question. If I did, it would be about laughter and laughter wellness.
I love that. Okay, so let's go into laughter wellness voiceover actor. So what does that mean? I'm looking at the LinkedIn and I put that in the note in the description right now. So I'm just the prep, but I love this. I want to know everything. So laughter wellness voiceover actor.
So laughter wellness, laughter yoga came to me. It's the 23rd anniversary of my worm composting business. I started in 2002. Wow. Whew. It blows my mind when I think about how long I've been in this.
So what does that mean? Like your business. So someone goes online and they buy the starter.
Exactly. That's right. Or I do worm workshops. I go into schools and set them up with worms. So in 2012, 10 years into my worm mission, one more person said, ew, worms in the house. And I'd heard it hundreds of times. I wasn't listening. I'm like, la, 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 no, you need this. But people don't buy what they need. They buy what they want. And they didn't want what I was vlogging. And I heard it that time in 2012. I felt it. I questioned everything. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so hard. What do I do? And the very next day I was introduced to laughter yoga. There's no accident. You know, everything happens for a reason. And I was like, laughter yoga, what is that? I don't even do yoga. I mean, so laughter yoga is not doing yoga and laughing. It's laughing as a cardiovascular exercise. Laughter is the best medicine.
So wait, so is it a comedian? Is a yoga instructor being funny? Or is there like, instead of music, it's comedy being streamed?
Oh, great questions. It's not doing yoga and laughing. It's not jokes or comedy, because two people walking somewhere, it's not funny for those two people. So this is just little games to inspire the laughter. It's literally just laughing. But for those that are in their head and like, oh, you want me to laugh with no stimulus? Oh, what do I do? I don't know what to do. So there's little games. There's clapping. When we're clapping palm to palm. We're activating meridians. And the rhythm is 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. And the words are ho, ho. Ha ha ha.
Oh my God. So wait, are you doing yoga moves or are they?
No.
No. So it's a word yoga to the laughter that makes it. So it's laughter yoga.
And it's laughter yoga because it started in India by a medical doctor. His wife is a yoga teacher. So they're the co-founders. The yoga part of laughter yoga is the practice of the laughter and the deep diaphragmatic breathing. When we're laughing, we're exhaling. Ha, 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 ha. So you have to take a nice deep breath in so you can continue laughing. And so there's so many pieces to laughter yoga. It's a built-in thing that forces us to breathe deep. We don't have to think, okay, breathe in through my nose, breathe out through my mouth, hold it, all those things. We just breathe deep naturally. And when we're laughing, we're secreting all the happy chemicals, dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins, the love drugs, versus cortisol and adrenaline and all the stress hormones.
So I have this question. It's kind of burning inside me. So I get, like, I grew up, my parents were always laughing and making jokes, and they were funny, and they actually left a toy museum as their legacy in Cheshire, Connecticut. That's how I love toys and laughter. And I know that there are times where my kids are like, can you stop for 5 minutes and stop being funny? Like, stop always trying to make a joke out of everything. So I have learned, like, to, you know, to recognize, okay, these are times when I can't, but it does tend to slip out. So I'm already naturally kind of have that humor in me. But what about those that don't? There are some people that really find humor very difficult. They're very serious. You know, you may know them out there. They may be your accountant. No, that's like an old joke, right? The accountants don't ever laugh. I know a couple that are really funny. But like, does it work for someone who actually doesn't find humor in humor?
Yes, because it's not jokes or comedy. It totally is not humor, and we're not against humor. It's just that humor is cultural. You have to have some kind of comprehension of what is being said. So this is wonderful for people that are in their head. It might take a little bit longer for them to get into the laughter because it's getting out of your head. It's like, what is happening here? I can't laugh without stimulus. And people will say, Kathy, it's so serious. There's so many things going on. There's war, there's famine. Things are so expensive. I'm never going to have a house, blah, 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 all the things. I say, we have to laugh because of all those things. We must laugh because when we're stressed, we're not breathing properly. We're secreting the stress chemicals and we're very unhappy. So laughter is the opposite of stress. What we say to those that are in their head and very, even like folks that are depressed or anxious or frustrated, where they're like, I can't even get out of my house. Good. There's laughter clubs online. You just zoom in. You don't have to leave your house. And just being in the energy of laughter. Depression is down here. Laughter's up here. It's just a different energy. So you come to the club. Maybe you don't feel like laughing. So you put a smile on. Changes everything. Changes your face, first of all. But then your brain says, oh my gosh, I must be happy. I'm smiling. So you start secreting those love drugs. You add a giggle. Ha, ha, ha. It's not real. It's made up, right? Ha, ha, ha. Right? Ho, ho, and ha, ha, ha. Those sounds move our diaphragm.
Wow.
Right? So those are the happy sounds. And when we say those sounds, right, our brain says, oh my gosh, I'm happy. Start secreting the love. So our body doesn't know the difference between real and imagined laughter, or real or fake laughter, whatever we want to call it. Our brain does. Our brain does. That's the ego going, what are you doing? You look ridiculous. You don't want to look ridiculous. Stop laughing, right? So then we get in, we get all self-conscious. So what we do as the laughter leader, the laughter teachers, we say, allow yourself permission. Allow yourself permission to play full on just for this one time. Just try it. Just see. Imagine if we could laugh and feel better. What a cool gift.
So my son just had a baby.
Yay, congrats.
She's so cute. So she's like 8 months old now. And he will do like, she just loves that. And just like, she'll make the noise. Or why is it like, myself included, if I hear like, you know, in a movie or if I'm in the bathroom and the person next to all does a little doopy doop doop, I like start giggling to myself, right? But like all the Disney movies and all the Disney shows, they always added a little boop and like, so, and that, and the kids just crack up. I mean, they can't get enough of just our natural sounds. When do we lose that somewhere along the way? Cause I know there's still the kid in me that just will giggle at anything.
Right. It's hilarious. Life has suppressed laughter. And it started with the Greeks. It started with Plato and Aristotle. The more educated you were, the less you laughed because it was looked upon as frivolous.
Oh.
And I believe that that's still in our DNA today, that we're still like, oh, we got to be serious, right? If we're laughing, we're not taken serious. And so I'm hoping that we can shift that, because laughter just frees us. It just helps us to connect on a deeper level. There's something called mirror neurons. Have you heard of mirror neurons?
No.
So sometimes if you smile at somebody on the street, they will smile back. Or if you see somebody sad, maybe you feel sad too. That's the mirror neurons. Very few mammals have it. Humans, apes, some birds have it. So that helps us. That's the contagion of the laughter or the sadness or whatever it is, where it's the group think. So when we're together in a group and we're laughing, you can't control that group. If people are laughing full on, okay, take your places, everyone. We're going to get started. You got to wait till forget it. You're not getting them back.
Oh my God. I love, so when I see little kids, I always look at them and I go, and then they just look at me and then they kind of not sure. And then they'll start staring at me. And then I'll get a smile and then I'm done. And then I leave them for dry. I'm like, okay, I got a smile out of you. You did your job. But like, I find that you're right. You're right. When you smile, people, and that's all we really need is to smile. Even if you are not saying anything back, a smile does. Actually, I found that out in China. When I took my daughter to China, we were on the subway and she was sitting next to a girl and they just started looking at me and smiling. And then they were looking at me and laughing. And I thought, okay, I know I'm the butt of their joke, but I'm okay with that because they are actually communicating together. That's all they had between them was the smiling and me as a joke. And I thought, well, that is language, right?
Right. It is. It's a communication on a very deep level. Smiling, laughter, that is the universal language. We don't need to understand each other. We can just look, we exchange a smile. We know. We're like, okay, I see you. And it can change somebody's life.
It really can. I totally get that. I love that. I love that. Okay. So I've got the worm advocate entrepreneur. And you talked about that. Is there anything else we should know? Like, so what is your website? Let's check it out. That's what I want to do. Can we have fun for a second?
Let's do it.
I want to check out your website. Okay. What is your website?
Which one? My worms, sprouts, your worms. Laughter, worms. It's kathyscomposters.com. Kathy with a C.
Let's see if I got it. Oh my God, you guys, I'm going to share the screen. Hold on. Oh my God. I started doing this and I'm like, I love sharing the screen because it's so much fun to see. Oh my gosh. First of all, I'll pop right up. Look, you guys. Look at the worm. Oh, actually, though, worms are one of the first and easy things that we could draw, and they were always so funny. Okay, so you do a weekly Zoom. So I did want to bring up to you that that it's chattersocial.io. I think you would be amazing. Chattersocial, chattersocial.io. Get the app for your Android, if you have an Android, I'm sorry, or your iPhone. I love my iPhone. So get the app. It's free. And then download it. And if you need an invitation or you want an invitation, just send me a message through LinkedIn. And then I'll send you to you. It's going into V2, so you'll be like right at the time or even the cusp when you come on. You will see communities and you could develop your own community for this and then share that information. And then you could do another community for your laughter yoga. I think you would be fantastic. I've met so many people on the app, but nobody's doing what you're doing. So I think this is fantastic. But there are a lot of all business professionals are, you know, hang out at Chatter Social. Kind of, are you familiar? You like Clubhouse?
I've heard of Clubhouse. Okay, something about me, I don't have a cell phone.
Oh, if you have an iPad?
No, I have a laptop.
Oh, forget
trying to think. Oh, I don't
you
know.
You don't what have a cell phone? Wait, no, a BlackBerry, a flip phone, an old phone?
I have a landline. I'm attached to the wall. Oh no, I do have a cordless one.
Kathy is living back in the 1950s with her worms and her laughter. Mm. I have never in my life. Well, okay. Okay, I like it though. I like that you don't have a, I mean, it takes you, you're in the here and now. You're, yeah. You are where your feet are. I love that. Okay. So, but it won't be for you then. All right. So now we've got the Kathy. I love it. It's so cute. Warm away your garbage. Oh, is that vermicomposting?
Vermicomposting. Yes.
Okay. That's worm composting. Okay. Very cool. Oh my God. Oh,
thank you.
I love, look at this, you guys. Support the worm moment. Go come online and buy a coffee. Oh, look at it. Are you playing? So we just might just have it. Oh, yep. You do have an interesting guest. Okay. I like that. Beautiful. See, Kathy's on Matchmaker and podcast guest. Beautiful. That's where we met. Attention parent. Look at that. Oh, what a brilliant idea, Kathy. Tell me about that. Sponsoring a worm bin in the school. How is that going?
It's going great. So that's this Adopt a Worm Bin program is for parents or community members, anybody really, that wants to pay for and sponsor a workshop in a local school. And it's, you know, some schools have less funding than other schools. And I mean, some have to do fundraising just for books. So it's pretty ridiculous.
But still, parents and community groups, I love that. Yeah. So PTO. Okay, click here to crawl home. Click here to buy the, oh, let's buy the worms. Why are they so, worms are so weird. Okay. They have 5 hearts?
The worms have 5 hearts each. Don't you love that? Yeah. It's a beautiful thing.
Is that why if we cut a little bit off, it still stays alive?
Well, it doesn't stay alive. It only stays alive for a little bit until it stops staying alive.
Oh.
Yeah, stop cutting your worms. It's bad.
Oh, no, I haven't done it
anymore. Unless you're fishing, right? And you want more bait. That's fine, too.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. I do touch the worms. Okay, this is really, guys, come on here. Okay, so why are the European night crawlers sold out?
So, yeah, just demand. And we're transitioning at this time. I'm still doing worm workshops and talking about the worms. I'm transitioning into laughter wellness since 2020. We really do have a global mental health tsunami, and I just want people to feel good. Because I really want people to care about the planet, but it's not possible when you're in a mental crisis.
No, that's a nice combination. Wow, look at all this. Oh, is this your book?
This is a connection book. There's 365 authors in that book. Everyone had one day and did a quote. It's a beautiful book, and they do one every year, The Art of Connection.
That is very cool. And yes. So look for Kathy's page. Laughter is the fastest happiness hack. I love that. And you're helping to sell the book. That's amazing. This is really fun. This is fun. You really took this with your marketing. Let's do wormy fashion. I love it. So you find this, and then you sell the gift certificates. You get, wow. I'm impressed. Oh, what's, tell me about the coffee. Where did coffee come in? Wait, is this a drink? Or is this a drink or for the?
To drink. This is to drink. This is has reishi mushroom in it. I've been drinking the coffee since. So the coffee with the reishi mushroom makes the coffee alkaline. Most coffee is acidic. So maybe we get the jitters. This is alkaline coffee. So we can, I mean, you still maybe ought not drink too many coffees, but it calms your system rather than wiring you up. And reishi mushroom is an adaptogen, meaning it goes in your body where your body needs it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, wait. So let me make a really crazy guess that you can then take the grounds and put them in your compost.
You absolutely can. Yes, you absolutely can.
That's awesome. Wait, so what does that mean per carton?
This coffee is actually instant coffee. So they're little sachets. So there's 30 packets or little sachets.
Oh,
which makes it really convenient, because when you drink this coffee, it's so good. It's so smooth. You don't want to drink the acidic junk coffee that you get at the coffee shop anymore, because it's so tasty. So you can, if you go to a restaurant, you can take your little packet and then just order hot water. I mean, even if they want to charge you for the hot water, that's fine. Or if you go camping or on a cruise, you can always have your yummy, nutrient-rich, healthy coffee with you.
I love this. And it gives you a little energy?
Well, it does, because it's got the caffeine, but it's really healthy coffee.
I'm in Florida. So any issues with ordering it online?
Not at all. No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. All right. Awesome. So order now. Let's just check this out. Make sure everything's working. I love it.
Oh, fingers crossed. Yes, please.
Right. You never know. Okay. Yeah. And then this is a page for it. I love it. Okay. Very cool. All right. And then we've got, wow. Oh, this is why you don't have a cell phone, because of the electromagnetic fields. Is that correct?
Well, it's part of it. It's also, you know, the cell phone industry is very toxic in the minerals that they need. All the metals and all the elements in a cell phone need to be mined. And so it's really detrimental to our planet. And since 2012, when smart technology came out, now we're upgrading our technology much more often, and we discard a lot. It's just very toxic industry, and it's part of my brand now. So this EMF protector, the stickers, you put them on your cell phone, on your computer, anything that's emanating frequency. And it will help to mitigate. And there's a pendant that you can wear as well.
Wow. Oh, this one right here. Wow. I have seen these at like the flea markets and stuff. Love that you live you live what you do. Okay. I find this fascinating. Now, guys, follow me. We're going to go to laughter yoga leader training.
Oh, Kathy's Chuckle Club is that one.
Wait, I think it's Kathy'sClub.com though, right?
Kathy'sClub.com, it is.
Oh, here it is. All right, can you see my page?
Yes.
It's all good. Okay, beautiful. I just love this because I get to like a peek in, because I would be doing this anyway, so I'm just saving myself time. So there really is a certification for laughter yoga.
There is. So the first training, which I teach people now, is the Laughter Leader. So that's a 2-day training done online or in person. So great. Certified teacher is a 5-day training, and the teacher can lead, teach the leaders.
That is so cool. Then bring it to your community. I should bring this to Daytona Beach. What do you think?
I love it. Yes, please.
Use that. In-person laughter wellness. So Thursdays evenings, and you are doing this in your home, apart?
In my beautiful backyard.
Oh, how fun. Glorious Gigglers. Oh, that's cool. Are you all set for tomorrow night?
We're all set. Yes.
Oh, yep. Very cool. And then the free weekly Zoom laughter with Kathy. All right.
It's the 5th anniversary coming up in June for our laughter club. I started June 2020. Right in the midst of the thing, of that cuckoo time we were in, because I needed something. I needed, before 2020, I was doing between 100 and 200 events every year. And then I got shut down. I was locked in my house.
Oh my God. You have to register for all of them, or you can just register for one?
It's the same link. Just register and then come. Yeah.
Okay. Same hold link. On everyone. I'm just putting in my name.
Oh, everybody should come and check it out. 9:30.
Come on, guys, join me. I can't do the 3rd. I can't do I can do the 10th, and I can't do the 16th. Okay. But I can do the rest. I'm sure I register. See how easy this is? I've registered laughter wellness. I could suck my session. I love it. Do I have to suck it now? Do I have to? I'm going to do. Oh, no, I can't. I can't. Anyways, so I'll just wait until. Okay. All right. Hopefully I'll get emails. I like emails. All right.
So I don't know if you do, actually. I don't know. I'm not sure if that's set up or not. I should look at that.
Oh yeah. You can set it up under the registration you can see who's signed up, and then you can have it set up to do reminders and all of that. So you can,
that's what I need to do. I don't think it does that right now.
Now, what is this?
So my wheelhouse with laughter, I really love working with folks with special needs and seniors. So L'Arche is an organization started in France, I believe. And it's a day program that helps people with varying mental illnesses to live a more what do you say? It just helps them live daily life, you know, being part of society and doing laughter with folks with special needs is really wonderful because it's just laughing. It's not jokes or comedy. It just helps us come together and helps us to reduce our anxiety and stress. You know, if we're in an uncomfortable situation, laughter just breaks the tension.
That's beautiful. So there's a focus to this, like you're listening, you're paying attention to what you're saying. So all the stresses are out the door because you are literally like focusing, right, on your laughter yoga.
That's it. You're breathing deep, you're laughing. Maybe I incorporate dancing because music is really healing and brings us, you know, lots of joy as well.
Look at these pictures, you guys. Donna Eden. Look how cute.
Have you heard of Donna Eden?
No, but look how happy she is. Who is Donna Eden?
Donna Eden. Oh, my gosh. When I met Donna Eden, which was in Arizona in September of last year, when I hugged Donna, I felt like I was hugging an angel. Aww. Donna is 82. When she was 27, she had MS, severe allergies, a whole host of things. She was highly medicated, living a crappy life. And she could always see energy. And she was able to heal herself with these energy modalities. And now she has Eden Energy, which is really helps people to overcome all kinds of modalities, all kinds of ailments, just by getting our energy to go in the right direction. She's amazing.
Wait, I have to find her and then I'll go bookmark her. Eden Energy. No, that's not it. She's not a solution.
Yeah, there you go. Eden Energy. Eden Energy.
Wait, but it looks like it's an energy company.
Oh, if you scroll up, go down. Yeah, I did see it there.
Wait, what's her first name?
Donna. Donna Eden.
Donna. Okay, so I'm sure I'll put it up here. Okay. The Eden Method.
Eden Method. There you go.
Oh, look at this, you guys. Hi, Donna, if you're watching this. Hi.
She's amazing.
What part of Arizona?
It was in Tucson.
Oh, I love Tucson. I lived in Tucson. My heart is in Tucson. My son is in Tucson.
Oh, fun. Yay.
The free. Oh, so wait. So when I go in the fall, I will come to meet Donna Eden. Oh, that's exciting. Oh, Donna, I'm going to call you and I'm going to reach out to you unless you don't have a phone either. Wow. Donna packs a stage. Donna.
Oh, she's incredible. She's incredible.
Wow. Oh, she's got beautiful.
Yeah, isn't she? She's amazing. Yeah, she's incredible. Oh, so she has a daily energy routine. Because what happens, Adrienne, is sometimes when we feel good, we stop doing the maintenance. We stop doing the things that help us feel good.
Right.
Because our list is so long. We're like, oh, there's no time for me because my list is too long. Donna's suggesting, like, do these things first, and then you can do the other things.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, hold on, though, before we go. Let me just enter my name here. Sorry, I want to get all. You're like,
I'm glad.
Juicy information. She's just, oh, I probably cry when I see her, though. Like, that's the problem. When I meet beautiful people like her, I get, like, teary-eyed. And
I cried. You will cry. She's just, like, pure joy. She's pure. She's just, like, white light. She's amazing.
I love that. Okay, what else did I miss from here? Okay, so wait. So we owe you a congratulations 2022 Woman of Inspiration Advocate and Catalyst for Change Award winner. Love that. Love that. And you got a mug.
I got a mug.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. By the way, do you want a little LinkedIn tip? Do you do your own LinkedIn?
I do.
I'll share this with you. Hopefully nobody's listening. So where it says she, her, you could keep that. But if you didn't want to, or you're like, what else can I do? If you go to that area where pronouns and go down, it'll say custom. And then you'll have 25 characters that you could add in there. Ooh. So if you go back and look at mine, you'll see like what I have something. So you can actually change that to a custom. Oh. So it could be whatever you want to do. It could be wormy. It could be laughter. It could be anything.
Thank you.
Like that. So, or ask me about my worms.
I love that. Oh, thank you for that.
No, congratulations. You have been an amazing guest. I've loved every minute of it. Thank you for letting me take everyone on a tour. And thank you for introducing us to Donna Eden. She reminds me of, what was the name of the Eden? Is that the name of the genie in the bottle?
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Barbara Eden,
that's it.
She looks a little like Barbara Eden.
That's interesting. Yes. Oh,
where is Barbara located? Donna, you're prettier than Barbara Eden, but did you know her? Can you imagine if they met at one point? Very cool. All right. So is there anything that I didn't ask you that I should have asked you?
I don't think so. I loved how you started at the beginning saying I'm like a blonde Adrian. I love it because we do have similar energy.
Oh my God. I'm definitely coming into your now I'm your stalker too, just so you know. I'm a Beach fan. I'd say come to Florida, but we all know that it's not easy to come to Florida anymore.
Not at this time, but no. I will come later on.
Oh, I would love it. I would love it. Just fill out your paperwork before you come in.
Right. I don't have a phone, so I don't have to worry about them looking at my phone.
Oh, that's true. Well, but you do need to know what you need to know. Okay. So anyways, thank you so much for joining us. I really loved every minute of it. This will be, so this is live, as I said. I'm going to go in and put the show notes in it, but then it will be in the podcast in a couple of weeks. So I appreciate it. Thank you. I'll go back and give a nice review too, because you're amazing. I just loved every minute with you.
Thank you, Adrian. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
You guys, get your worms. Get your worms. Get your laughter yoga. Support, support, support. And I'm going to end the stream. That was amazing.